Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. Today we'll be talking about making a real difference with the products you create.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got some really inspiring insights from our source material to unpack. And honestly, one of the coolest takeaways is that you don't have to like invent the next flying car to leave your mark on the world.
Yeah.
Sometimes the simplest ideas executed really well can have the biggest impact.
Absolutely. It's fascinating how much our source material emphasizes this human desire to leave a legacy. You know, it's not just about the bottom line. It's about contributing something valuable to the world and creating a product that solves a problem or makes lives better.
Right.
That can be a powerful way to do just that.
I think that's a great point. And it's not just, you know, small startups with big dreams either.
Yeah.
The source material even mentions that giants like Coca-Cola, who are already at the top of their game, are constantly innovating. Take Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, they re-engineered their formula to appeal to health-conscious consumers without sacrificing that classic Coke flavor. That's some serious dedication to staying relevant.
Absolutely. That's such a great example of adapting to changing consumer needs. And it really speaks to the core of why new products and services are considered the lifeblood of any business.
Yeah.
But here's the challenge. With so many products already vying for our attention, how do you make yours stand out?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's almost like you need to have some sort of superpower, right? To cut through all that noise.
Well, in a way you do. And that superpower is called differentiation.
Okay.
It's not enough to just create a decent product. It has to have a unique selling proposition. Think of it like this. If you're walking down the grocery aisle and you see shelves full of cereal, what makes you choose one over another?
Oh, for me, it could be anything. You know, a brand I trust, a flavor that sounds delicious, maybe even just packaging that catches my eye. But there's always got to be something that sets it apart.
Right. That's something. That's differentiation in action.
Yeah.
It's about understanding your target audience and finding that specific feature, benefit, or story that resonates with them and sets your product apart. Without it, even a fantastic product risks getting lost in this sea of competition.
So differentiation is key.
Yeah.
I got it. But the source material also really stresses that quality can't be an afterthought.
Of course not.
You can have the snazziest marketing, the most beautiful packaging, but if the product itself doesn't deliver, it's game over.
Absolutely. Marketing gets people's attention, but that inherent quality of the product, that's what builds trust and loyalty.
Yeah.
Think about a product that has consistently exceeded your expectations. You probably tell everyone about it, and you continue to buy it. That's the power of a product that truly delivers on its promises.
It's almost like the product becomes its own best advertisement at that point.
Right.
And, you know, that leads me to something I found really exciting in the source material. You don't need a revolutionary idea to make a difference.
No, you don't.
Sometimes the most impactful solutions come from simple, well-executed ideas that address a real need.
Exactly.
For example, the source mentions that the ubiquitous Post-it note.
Oh, yeah.
This came about because a scientist needed a way to temporarily mark pages in his hymnal.
Mm.
He didn't set out to create a global phenomenon. He was simply trying to solve a problem.
Right.
In his own life.
And that's what's so inspiring. Mm-hmm. It reminds us that innovation can come from anywhere. By focusing on solving those real problems, even seemingly small ones, we can create products that have a ripple effect far beyond our initial intentions.
Okay, so we've talked about differentiation and quality, but the source material also emphasizes the need to test and refine ideas before launching them into the world.
Yeah.
What are some specific approaches people can use to do that?
Well, there's a concept called Lean Startup, where you create a minimum viable product, basically a very basic version of your product with just the core features, and you test it out in the real world. This allows you to gather valuable feedback early on and make adjustments before investing heavily in a final product.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, are there any specific methods for gathering that feedback? I mean, aside from just asking your friends and family.
There are tons of methods. A-B testing, where you present two versions of a feature to different groups of users and see which one performs better, is a classic.
Okay.
Then there are user interviews where you sit down with potential customers and ask them about their needs, pain points, and how they might use your product.
Wow. So there's a whole science to getting this right. And I imagine that feedback is crucial, not just during the development phase, but even after launch, right?
Oh, absolutely. The product launch isn't the finish line. It's just the beginning of a new phase. You've got to stay attuned to customer feedback and be willing to adapt based on what you learn. Think about it like a ship leaving the harbor. Right. You've charted your course, but you also need to be prepared to adjust your sails based on the winds and currents you encounter.
So it's all about being flexible and responsive,
mm-hmm.
even after you've put so much work into getting your product out there.
Right.
But how do you balance that with staying true to your original vision?
That's the art of product development. It's about finding that sweet spot between staying true to your core values and being open to new information and perspectives. And we'll delve deeper into that in the next section.
This is all so fascinating. Okay, before we get into the nitty-gritty of launching and adapting, let's take a moment to really absorb all these initial insights about differentiation, quality, and the power of simple ideas.
Yeah.
Back in a flash.
Welcome back. Now let's shift gears and talk about the exciting part, launching your product. Remember that feeling of anticipation when you unwrap something new? That's the feeling you want to create for your customers.
It's like the grand reveal. Right. Yeah. You've put all this effort into creating something special.
Right.
And you want to make sure the presentation like lives up to the hype.
Exactly. And here's where the source material offers some really interesting insights about first impressions. It highlights how Dropbox, the file sharing giant, used a referral program during its launch.
Okay.
They knew their target audience valued storage space, so they rewarded users for inviting their friends.
Oh, that's smart.
Creating this viral loop that rapidly expanded their user base.
That's brilliant. They tapped into their audience's needs and behaviors to create a launch strategy that felt organic and beneficial, not just like another marketing campaign.
Right. And that's the key, making your launch feel like an invitation, not an intrusion.
I like that.
The source also emphasizes that a strong launch requires meticulous planning. Think of it like a carefully choreographed dance. Every step needs to be in sync to create a seamless and impactful experience.
So it's not just about like throwing your product out there and hoping for the best.
No.
You need a solid strategy, clear messaging, and a well-defined target audience.
Absolutely.
But even with the best planning, things can still go off script, right?
Of course. That's the nature of product development. You're constantly learning and adapting. The source material actually cautions against being too rigid.
Okay.
It highlights the story of Instagram, which started as a location-based check-in app called Bourbon.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
They noticed that users were more engaged with the photo sharing aspect.
Yeah.
So they pivoted to focus solely on that.
Makes sense.
Leading to the Instagram we know and love today.
That's a great reminder that being open to feedback and willing to change course can sometimes lead to even greater success.
It's true.
It's like you have to be both confident in your vision.
Yeah.
And humble enough to adapt when needed.
Precisely. It's a delicate balance. And speaking of feedback, it's not just something you gather at the beginning and end of the process. It needs to be woven into every stage of product development.
It's almost like feedback is the lifeblood of the entire process.
Right.
It's how you ensure that you're on the right track and meeting the needs of your target audience.
Yeah.
But with so much information coming in from different sources.
Yeah.
How do you filter it all and prioritize what's most important?
That's a great question. The source material suggests focusing on actionable feedback. Don't get bogged down by vague opinions or personal preferences. Look for patterns, identify specific pain points, and prioritize feedback that helps you solve problems and improve the user experience.
So it's not just about the quantity of feedback, but the quality and relevance. It's like sifting for gold. You need to separate the valuable nuggets from the dirt and debris.
That's a fantastic analogy. And remember, feedback isn't just about listening to your customers. The source also highlights the importance of internal feedback from your team, suppliers, and other stakeholders.
It's like building a product in a vacuum is almost impossible, right?
Yeah.
You need diverse perspectives and expertise to truly make something great.
You do.
And speaking of different perspectives, the source material specifically mentions the value of low-scale market testing.
Right. Conducting small-scale trials or pilot programs can be invaluable. It allows you to test your assumptions, gather real-world data, and make adjustments before investing in a full-blown launch. Think of it like a dress rehearsal before the main performance. It's your chance to iron out any wrinkles and ensure everything runs smoothly.
So it's about minimizing risk and maximizing learning before you go all in.
Yeah.
And when it comes to responding to that feedback, are there any best practices to keep in mind?
The source material emphasizes transparency and authenticity.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to acknowledge mistakes, share your thought process, and demonstrate that you're actively listening and responding to feedback. People appreciate honesty and willingness to learn and improve.
It's almost like being vulnerable and open about the process helps build trust and strengthens the relationship with your audience. They feel like they're part of the journey, not just passive consumers.
Exactly. It's about creating a collaborative environment where everyone feels heard and valued. But remember, even with all the feedback in the world, the final decision rests with you.
Right. You have to balance being receptive to input with staying true to your vision and trusting your instincts.
Yeah.
It's like you're the captain of the ship, ultimately responsible for steering it in the right direction.
Precisely. And navigating those waters effectively requires a blend of intuition, data, and a deep understanding of your audience. We'll explore that further as we wrap things up in the final section.
This has been so insightful. I'm feeling inspired and energized by all these practical tips. Okay, let's take a moment to let all of this sink in before we head into our final reflections. We'll be right back. We're back, and you know, I've been thinking about how the source material really emphasizes that anyone can make a difference through product creation. It's not just for tech giants or seasoned entrepreneurs.
That's so true. The beauty of product development is that it's accessible to anyone with passion, a good idea, and the willingness to put in the work.
Exactly. And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. You don't need a groundbreaking invention to make an impact.
Right.
Sometimes the simplest solutions are the most powerful.
Absolutely. The source actually highlights the story of Spanx, the shapewear company.
Oh, yeah.
The founder, Sarah Blakely, she simply wanted a more flattering look under her white pants. She cut the feet off her pantyhose and boom, a $1 billion idea was born.
Wow, that's incredible. She saw a problem in her own life and created a solution that resonated with millions of women.
Yep.
It really reinforces the idea that innovation often stems from personal needs and experiences.
It's a great reminder that inspiration can come from anywhere. So for anyone listening who's feeling that entrepreneurial spark, don't underestimate the power of your own ideas.
Right. And the source material offers some great advice for those just starting out. It emphasizes the importance of building a strong network.
Oh, for sure.
Surround yourself with people who believe in your vision,
yeah,
who can offer support, guidance, and even a healthy dose of constructive criticism.
Yes. Having a supportive network can make all the difference, especially when you encounter those inevitable challenges and setbacks. It's like having a team of cheerleaders and advisors in your corner, helping you stay motivated and navigate the ups and downs of the entrepreneurial journey.
It's about building a community around your idea, right? A group of people who are invested in your success and who can offer different perspectives and expertise.
Exactly. And beyond your immediate network, don't be afraid to seek out mentors and connect with other entrepreneurs in your field. Learning from those who have walked the path before you can be invaluable.
So to wrap things up, it seems like making a difference through product creation is a journey that requires passion, creativity, resilience, and a willingness to learn and adapt.
And never losing sight of the impact you want to make. Whether you're aiming to revolutionize an industry or simply make someone's day a little brighter, it's that intention that fuels the entire process.
So to our listener out there, we leave you with this. What problem are you passionate about solving? What change do you want to see in the world? Start small, stay curious, build your network, and never give up on your vision.
Because the world needs your unique contribution. And remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. What will yours be?